Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At Dulles Airport outside D.C., Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen arriving after his trip to El Salvador and meeting with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia, the man mistakenly deported by the Trump administration. Now the White House says they cannot return him despite U.S. court orders.
As the federal courts have said, we need to bring Mr. Abrego-Garcia home to protect his constitutional rights to due process.
President Trump criticizing Van Hollen for going to El Salvador and called Abrego-Garcia a violent man and pointed to a restraining order filed earlier by his wife. She tells ABC News her husband is not a member of a gang and they worked out their issues. Police still don't have a motive, they say, following yesterday's shooting at Florida State University that left two dead and six others injured. At the Rome Coliseum today, Christians participating in the Way of the Cross procession, part of the somber services marking Good Friday. This is ABC News. Plastic surgery offers options for many people looking to change their looks and lives, but sometimes those searching for a less expensive procedure can end up paying a higher cost. One woman in New York choosing a procedure to undo cosmetic implants has died.
A 31-year-old woman from Queens has died a month after undergoing what she thought was going to be a routine butt implant removal. Maria Penaloza went into cardiac arrest and was declared brain dead as a result of the botched procedure. The man who performed it, allegedly injecting lidocaine through a syringe, wasn't a plastic surgeon at all and had no medical license. He'll be in court later this month. Police say the investigation into exactly what happened is ongoing. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
In Puerto Rico, officials confirming nearly 99% of customers have now had their power restored. That after an outage darkened the island earlier this week. Grid operators say the massive outage appears to have been caused by a combination of factors. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, a low of 40, winds northwest 5 to 10. Partly cloudy and pleasant tomorrow with a high of 58, and then clear and cool tomorrow night with a low of 35. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm. Our temperature is 57 degrees, and we have cloudy skies, and we did receive, so far today, we did receive 87/100ths of an inch of rain and hail combined with the total of the rain when the storm started. We received an inch, and once again, our current temperature is 57 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Today's thunderstorms producing large hail reportedly caused extensive property damage across southern Wisconsin. Consumers whose homes, vehicles, or other properties were damaged will likely seek out repair contractors, but they should practice caution while doing so. Many vehicle owners may be in need of an auto body shop for hail damage repairs. Consumers seeking repairs to their motor vehicle should work with their insurance company to select the repair shop if the work will be covered by insurance. Ask for recommendations from friends, family, and other people they trust. Search for online reviews of the company and contact DATCAP's Bureau of Consumer Protection to check if a specific shop has a record of complaints. Document all communications, transactions, and experiences, including dates, times, expenses, and the names of shop staff. on authorized repairs or price increases after the consumer received an estimate or quote are not allowed. A shop may hold a vehicle until the consumer pays for repairs that were authorized, but cannot keep it if the consumer refuses to pay for unauthorized repairs. After work is complete, the shop must provide an invoice describing all repairs, replaced parts, and their cost and labor charges. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection warns homeowners to be cautious of door-to-door solicitors who may not be a reliable source for home repairs. DATCAP often receives reports of transient repair crews showing up in the aftermath of storm damage. These crews, sometimes called storm chasers, go door-to-door in affected neighborhoods using high-pressure tactics to solicit business. A repair crew knocking on a consumer's door and promising a quick fix may be tempting, but storm chasers have been known to provide poor quality work or take payment and not complete any work at all. Given storm chasers are often not from Wisconsin, if something goes wrong, it could be impossible for a consumer to get their money back. DATCAP encourages consumers to hire established local contractors instead of risking their money and property on unknown out-of-state crews. Some tips for consumers include: contact municipal officials to confirm a repair crew holds the proper permits to operate in your area, including door-to-door sales. Ask for contractor recommendations from trusted sources, such as your friends, neighbors, and insurance agents. Contact a local building inspector to check if permits are needed for the repair work and have them inspect the completed work to verify it was done correctly before making your final payment to the contractor. Make sure to sign and receive a written contract which specifies what work will be done, what materials will be used, a start and completion date, and warranty details. Request and obtain lien waivers from any contractors you hire for every payment made for home repairs. Keep copies of all receipts, contracts, correspondence, warranties, and written materials. Wisconsin Storm Chaser Law protects consumers and businesses against insurance fraud. In Wisconsin, contractors cannot promise to pay any portion of an owner's property insurance deductible, cannot negotiate with an insurance company on behalf of a customer. Contractors can only discuss damages and cost with insurers with the customer's permission. Must ask if the work is related to an insurance claim before they enter into a contract, and must notify customers of their right to cancel the contract within 3 business days if their insurer denies any portion of the claim for work. Contact the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance of Wisconsin at oci.wi.gov or 1-800-236-8517 with questions about insurance agents, adjusters, or companies. For more information and consumer protection resources, or to file a complaint, visit DATCAP's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Thursday's Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting to review a complaint regarding uncounted ballots in Madison took a heated turn. Commissioner Bob Spindell wanted to talk about Milwaukee over the objections of Commission Chair Ann Jacobs. As Spindell read from a prepared statement, Jacobs repeatedly ruled he was out of order, at one point pounding her gavel and threatening to eject him from the meeting. Spindell, a Republican appointee on the 6-member commission, was attempting to bring up the Milwaukee's ballot shortage from the April election, which Jacobs, a Democratic appointee, noted was not on the agenda. In small cities and rural areas that lack child care access, Governor Tony Evers says school districts may be the solution to filling those gaps. Evers says state funding is vital, comparing child care to public infrastructure. Evers has proposed $480 million for child care providers in his state budget. The governor was in Barron on Wednesday, touring the city's new Main Street and promoting clean drinking water initiatives. The Democratic governor also said that migrant workers without legal status are vital to the state's economy and urged the Trump administration to continue federal funding for infrastructure projects in the states. The legislature's Joint Legislative Audit Committee will hold a hearing on Wisconsin DEI audits. Republican committee co-chairs Senator Eric Wimberger and Representative Robert Wittke say the hearing will be held next Wednesday at the Capitol. Audits released last week found that state agencies and the universities of Wisconsin failed to track money spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. In a statement, Wimberger and Wittke say agencies pushing DEI initiatives need to be held accountable. The audit showed that the UW system spent $12.5 million related to salaries and compensation for roles with DEI functions. The reports come amid a push by President Donald Trump to end federal government support for DEI programs. The Wisconsin State Assembly held a public hearing on a proposal that would exempt gun safes and other firearm safety devices from sales and use tax. The Republican-authored legislation has bipartisan support, including from Governor Tony Evers, who highlighted the idea behind the bill in his State of the State address earlier this year. The goal of the legislation is to make it easier and more affordable for Wisconsin residents to purchase safety measures for their firearms in an effort to cut down accidental gun deaths and suicides. A recent study by LendingTree found that Wisconsin is one of the cheapest states to raise a child, even though that cost is still growing. According to the study, the average cost of raising a child for 18 years in Wisconsin is over $218,000. That ranks the state 45th in the country and well below the national average of nearly $298,000. The national average has also grown by over 25% in the last 2 years. Hawaii was the most expensive state, and Mississippi was the least expensive. Wisconsin researchers are sounding the alarm over the Trump administration's proposed cuts to funding for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Experts say the proposed cuts could lead to the elimination of all funding for climate, water, and ocean research, including programs that forecast severe weather. The funding cuts could also jeopardize research used to monitor weather, wind, and water conditions on the Great Lakes. That research is used to provide residents with safety information on things like rip currents or algae blooms. The man accused in the abduction of a pregnant Wisconsin teenager had his initial appearance Thursday in Dodge County Court. Court Commissioner Stephen Symes set bail for 40-year-old Gary Day at $2 million cash. Symes said Day presents an extreme flight risk and an extreme risk to this victim and other potential victims. Day is charged with child enticement and child abduction for allegedly taking 17-year-old Sophia Franklin from her Beaver Dam home in early February. He's the father of the teen's unborn child. Day, arrested earlier this month at an Omaha truck stop, also faces federal charges in his home state of Arkansas. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents of some small things they can do to help the bird population returning with the warmer weather. According to a press release, about 350 species of birds will be returning in the coming weeks. Residents can help maintain their population by doing things like adding native fruit-bearing plants at their homes, cleaning bird feeders regularly, shutting off exterior lights at night during peak migration times, and putting screens or markers on windows to reduce collisions. One of the biggest part of Easter traditions is much more expensive this year. The price of eggs has shot up. You could be paying $6 or more. Another key part of Easter celebrations has actually skyrocketed in price more than eggs. According to the National Confectioners Association, 9 out of 10 people who make an Easter basket include chocolate, often chocolate eggs or bunnies. According to Trading Economics, at this time last year, cocoa cost $2,000 per ton, but right now it's $8,400 a ton. The National Retail Federation expects Easter spending to hit $23.6 billion this year. Just for fun, the Confectioners Association also got data on the longtime debate, which part of the chocolate bunny do you eat first? 77% of people start with the ears.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Biola area, died unexpectedly March 23rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Biola area. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson, died April 9th at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Graveside services will follow at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson. Julia Agnes Nee McNamer Newkirk, 97, of Verona, formerly of Richland County, died Wednesday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Ryan Funeral Home in Verona. Friends may call at the Ryan Funeral Home Saturday from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. Julia Agnes Nee McNamer Newkirk, 97, of Verona, formerly of Richland County. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station, died Sunday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony Church Monday from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear it to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center, died yesterday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held next Friday, April 25th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again next Friday, April 25th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center. Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, May 25th at 2 at Grace Community Church. A visitation and meal will begin at the church Sunday, May 25th around 1:15. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the International Crane Foundation, Passages, or Grace Community Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, a cloudy but comfortable day today after high temperatures scraped the upper 60s. Now we're sitting here in the upper 50s. With scattered showers moving in this evening, they will continue on and off through the night. But overnight, the clouds actually start to clear. Lows fall to about 40 degrees, and for tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and pleasant. Winds will be out of the northwest around 10 miles per hour, and high temperatures a little bit cooler because that cold front passed, highs in the upper 50s. It'll be a clear and crisp night tomorrow night. Lows drop to about the mid-30s. And for Sunday, it'll be a pleasant start with partly sunny skies and clouds increasing for the afternoon. Highs will scrape the mid-50s, and winds start to become breezy out of the east as rain moves in for the afternoon. It'll ramp up at night, soaking at times, and continues to dampen our Monday too. With light rain showers, they do wind down by the afternoon. It'll be a breezy day with highs in the low 50s. Then the real spring weather starts to hit. We get a little warmer on Tuesday to the low 60s. It'll be partly cloudy with scattered showers popping up at night. A few of those could linger early Wednesday morning, but then we clear things out and warm things up. The sunshine returns and highs hit 70. And as we roll into the latter part of the week on Thursday, we'll be under mixed skies of sun and clouds with spotty showers still possible. I like to call them popcorn showers because you never know where they're going to pop up, and they keep doing it in the spring and summer. Otherwise, if you're traveling this evening, be careful going east. Strong to severe thunderstorms are still expected to spark up until about 10 p.m. Of course, those are packing the risks for large hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. We've already seen baseball-sized hail reported in the state and also flash flooding. Stay safe, but have a wonderful Easter weekend. Oh, and one more thing. If you are headed out for Easter weekend and you're headed north by Lake Superior, keep in mind that snow chances are possible Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is raining and 57 degrees after a high today of 69 and a morning low of 46. Yesterday's high was 60 and we received 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1985 is 87 degrees with a record low of 19 that was set back in 1990. Last year's high was 51 with a low of 41. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:48 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:13. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.71 and today we received 87 one-hundredths of an inch of rain and some hail early this morning, and that combined with the rain we received last night from the storm starting at around 7 o'clock last night, we have received a grand total of an inch of rain. Once again, our current temperature is 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
April 15th is tax day. It's also my sister's birthday, but she's sometimes very taxing, so those things go hand in hand. Most years, I wait until the very last minute to complete our tax returns and mail them in, not wanting the government to have our money to misspend any sooner than I need to send it in. This year, however, I did complete our taxes early, mainly because we were going to be away on the day that they were due to be postmarked. Just like tax returns, many people procrastinate on working out their relationship with God, thinking it's not that urgent. But becoming a follower of Jesus Christ is not something to put off until the last minute. Not only do we not know when our last minute will be, but we would miss out on all the pleasure of living for Jesus now. This is a life filled with peace and joy, knowing that God has our best interest in mind. If you've already accepted Jesus, you know the blessings of a Christian life. But if you haven't put your faith in Christ yet, simply ask God to forgive you through His Son, Jesus, and ask Him to take over your thoughts and your life. There's no better day than today to give your life to Christ. If you're not sure about this, give us a call or visit us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. We'll be glad to share Jesus with you. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. In a move to get more offense from third base, the Brewers have demoted Oliver Dunn to AAA Nashville. Dunn was hitting 167 and slugging 222 as part of a platoon at the position with Vinny Capra. Milwaukee has called up Caleb Durbin to take Dunn's spot on the Major League roster. Caleb Durbin and Andrew Monasterio are two possibilities. Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight at home as the Athletics arrive at American Family Field for a weekend series. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 7:10 with the pregame starting at around 6:35. Damian Lillard won't be in the lineup for the Bucks' first postseason game tomorrow, but it won't be long. The veteran point guard is no longer being treated for deep vein thrombosis and has returned to team workouts. His quick recovery has been called historic. Bucks general manager John Horst tells reporters Lillard's most recent weekly scan shows significant improvement. The star took part in a 3-on-3 drill, or took part in 3-on-3 drills, I should say, yesterday. Two of Wisconsin's top college basketball standouts have been listed among the top 10 players in this season's NCAA men's basketball tournament. Neither the Marquette Golden Eagles nor the Wisconsin Badgers made it to the Sweet 16. That didn't keep John Tonjay and Cam Jones from being singled out by SBNation.com. Tonjay was ranked 5th among the tournament players, and Jones was 8th.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Energy efficiency and lower utility bills. ¿Quiere ahorrar en sus facturas de energía? Looking to save money on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
The NFL Draft's annual pilgrimage to cities across the league is arriving in Green Bay next week with all the pageantry that comes from operating in the home of the league's only publicly owned franchise. Green Bay's smaller population likely means a smaller number of people at this draft. Green Bay Packers CEO Mark Murphy says a total of attendance of about 250,000 people is expected. That's less than one-third of the record crowd of over 775,000 that attended last year's draft in Detroit. The league says several NFL players from Wisconsin will be announcing draft selections next week. Packers legends Mason Crosby, Amon Green, James Jones, Clay Matthews, and Jordy Nelson will be part of the opening ceremony on Thursday. NFL legends like former Packers Jerry Kramer and David Robinson will have roles along with former Wisconsin Badgers Alec Ingold of the Dolphins and Jonathan Taylor of the Colts. Nearly 20 players and former players with Wisconsin connections will be present. The Tennessee Titans explored all their options with the number one pick in the draft. They can't pass up a shot on a potential franchise quarterback. If the Titans were going to trade the pick for more draft assets, the deal would have happened already. Coach Brian Callahan says there is no price that you can put on those type of players if you think they're that caliber of quarterback. Miami's Cam Ward has seemingly convinced the Titans that he can be the guy. So the real intrigue begins with the Cleveland Browns at number two. They need a franchise quarterback too. Colorado's Shador Sanders will be available, but two-way star Travis Hunter and Penn State edge rusher Abdul Carter are more likely to go there. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Brazil appears to be set for a big season of soybean exports. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Charles Hart, senior market analyst at Rabobank, tells Brownfield that Brazil's expected dominance of the soybean export market in the coming months is due to a combination of a couple of factors.
Well, I think initially at least, the reaction to the imposition of tariffs and that sort of tariff week, if you will, of tariff, counter-tariff, raised tariffs, and so on, did certainly reinforce the view that Brazilian beans will be facing a lively export season. Of course, the anticipation for some time now of what is going to be a record crop from Brazil had already fueled those expectations. In the near term, we do note that the continued uncertainties around tariffs, not just in the US, but of course abroad, will probably weigh on international trade. But we certainly do expect the Brazilian bean sector to be well positioned in the months ahead.
And Hart says there's just a lot to keep an eye on right now.
Particularly in the short term, we continue to see volatility. We continue to see variance. These macro factors, the value of the dollar, recent declines in the price of crude oil, kind of conditions more broadly in financial markets will continue to wave over agricultural commodity markets. And at the same time, we are still keeping our eye on those fundamental factors, and particularly as we move into the new crop cycle, when we start having some more quantitative data points around crop conditions, progressing further along, they will, of course, come to the fore.
We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. You can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. Megan Grebner has more after this brief break.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet Friday. For the week, northern dress deals were marked at $332 to $335, $4 to $7 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Southern live deals were at $210, $6 higher than the previous week's business. Boxed beef closed lower with light to moderate demand from moderate offerings. Choice down $1.38 at $331.52. Select closed 84 cents lower at $315.55. Estimated cattle slaughter was 89,000 head, down 7,000 on the week and down more than 22,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 83.25. The Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 84.39. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed sharply higher, up $4.22 at $97. And estimated hog slaughter was 407,000 head, down 71,000 on the week and down more than 73,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The head of the Organic Farmers Association says producers across the country are facing increased labor shortages due to issues with the H-2A temporary visa program. Kate Mendenhall tells Brownfield.
We have farmers who are working to bring H-2A labor to their farms, and they've already invested a lot of money into training, and their program's on hold at the moment. Farm can't function without the farm labor to do it.
More news is next.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
The National Potato Council says ongoing trade negotiations with Japan could open the door to better market access. Cam Quarles tells Brownfield.
If we can open up Japan to those fresh U.S. potato exports, estimates are that would be $135 million a year in new U.S. ag exports to that valuable consumer market.
Quarles says Japan has refused U.S. market access for more than two decades. The start of planting season means an increase in large equipment on the roadways. Agronomist Megan Anderson with Iowa State University says motorists should be extra cautious this time of the year. She tells Brownfield producers will be entering and exiting fields frequently.
One of the biggest things that I hear about is a lot of times equipment will swing in the opposite direction it's going to turn, and that confuses drivers on the road.
More on these stories at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News headlines. Year-round E15 efforts continue. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Supporters of year-round E15 are looking forward to more certainty this summer driving season. Monty Shaw with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association says eight Midwestern states can sell E15 this summer, and he's hopeful an emergency waiver for the remaining states is coming soon. More up next on Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Shaw with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association tells Brownfield a federal solution for year-round E15 would bring increased profitability for corn farmers.
Right now, the standard gasoline sold, not just in Iowa, a lot of people don't realize this, but about 98% of all fuel sold in the entire United States, all 50 states, is blended with ethanol. And the vast majority, almost all of that is E10. So we've tapped out that market. But farmers keep producing more and more and more. I mean, think that we had a pretty bad weather year. We still had record yields last year. So we need new demand. If E15 is allowed year-round nationwide, it's 15 to 20 cents a gallon cheaper. It will become the new normal, right? It'll take a while, but it will become the new normal because it's just a better product, more octane for less money. This isn't hard, right? This isn't rocket science. That would be a 7 billion gallon new demand of ethanol. That would equate to somewhere between 2 and 2.5 billion bushels of corn demand. That is a game changer. That gets corn prices back up where farmers want them, and it could give us 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 or 7 years of breathing room to find that next big market, whether that's sustainable aviation fuel or heavy-duty engines or the railroads or the marine, ocean-going vessels. We really need E15 nationwide to chew up the corn that right now, is building up and ending stocks and putting the downward pressure on prices. So, farmers will benefit, consumers will benefit, our energy independence will benefit. It's a good thing all the way around.
Shaw says the future of an E15 solution remains unclear.
So there are still 7 states that can sell E15 in the summer right now, no matter what happens. The next step, though, is the Trump administration is considering a nationwide E15 waiver for this summer because, of course, Congress didn't pass the national fix. And even though we're okay in Iowa to sell it this summer, we are very supportive of the nationwide waiver because obviously we want everybody to have access to E15.
That's Monty Shaw with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Thank you. lucky strikes that never come. Ghost towns, boom and bust. Dreams of easy gold turn into rust. Well, heaven and hell, I've been there. Morning rides, midnight air. I'm either blazing trails or I'm eating dust. Gold rush to ghost town. Hot streams to cool downs. Nothing really changes. Lovers and strangers always trading places. Gold rush to ghost town. Back when to right now. You go from broken heart to getting something started. Gold rush to ghost town. I get right and I go wrong. Sometimes weak, sometimes strong. Take me in and take me as I am. Playing gin and drinking rum. Crying out to kingdom come. Give it hell till I don't give a damn. Gold rush to ghost town. Hot streams to cool downs. Nothing really changes. Lovers and strangers always trading places. Gold rush to ghost town. Back way to right now. You go from broken heart to getting something started. Streams to cool down, nothing really changes. Lovers and strangers always trading places. Gold rush to ghost town, back when to right now. You go from broken heart to getting something started. Gold rush to ghost town.
That was Andrew Ferris with Gold Rush to Ghost Town right here on Country and Community. Good evening, I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here with you till 8 o'clock tonight. And actually, I'll be taking a little bit of a break around 7 o'clock hour. Then that's when we'll be bringing you our Good Friday church service. That was the service held by the Richland County Ministerial Association at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center today. So be sure to stick around for that if you want to listen to that. And especially if you didn't make it to Good Friday services, it's a good chance to get in and take in some Good Friday service, and you'll have your Friday service for the day. It's not live, but at least you'll be able to hear and join the whatsoever happening during the service. And right now at 5:49, our current temperature is 57 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Winds are calm right now, and the rain has let up. And as I mentioned earlier in the weather, we have received today so far 87.107 inch. That combined with the rain that started at about 7 last night, we have about an inch rain so far from that storm that came through. And we're talking maybe some showers tonight. So if you're out and about, make sure you have a jacket on or take an umbrella. That way you can keep yourself nice and dry. Just want to let you know that the Black Earth Children's Museum is offering free admission for all guests from 9 to 2 tomorrow. The Saving for the Future Day will include a story time reading of Dina's Lucky Penny, the Wisconsin Money Smart Week Big Read book for 2025. Other activities for children will include What Do I Want to Be When I Grow Up, sponsored by EdVest 529, and financial literacy activities with Lake Ridge Bank. Kids are encouraged to find the pig and return it for a chance to win a prize.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over to U.S. Cellular and Richland Center for our parking lot party this Saturday from 11 to 3. Get free lunch from Chef's Hideout Food Truck, giveaways, prizes, and more.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a time to take a closer look at how alcohol affects our health. Did you know alcohol is linked to at least 7 types of cancer? Even one drink a day can increase your risk. The more we know, the better choices we can make. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
This is Officer Jared Wilson of the Richland Center Police Department. Our department is seeking assistance from the community to help identify those individuals responsible for burglarizing Allied Machinery, formerly known as the Richland Foundry. During the weekend of March 7th through March 10th, a person or persons entered Allied Machinery and stole various tools and equipment. If you have any information regarding this incident or any other incident similar in nature, please call Richland Area Crime Stoppers at 647-CLUE. That's 647-2583. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000. We appreciate your assistance since community cooperation and support is vital in your police department's efforts to keep the community safe.
The Ithaca Lions Club is gearing up for its annual auction May 18th, and they're looking for auction items. This is a great opportunity for community members to sell used items while supporting a meaningful cause. The Lions are accepting consignments of lawn and garden equipment, household items, and agricultural machinery. Those looking to have their items included in the auction listing must call by May 7th to secure a spot. For more information or to add items to the auction lineup, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or 574-1688. Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692 or Fred Fry at 585-2921. Mark your calendars and get ready for a fantastic day of bidding at the Ithaca Lions Auction on May 18th. While most of us are just waking up, farmers are already in the fields. And while we end our day, they're still working. Spring planting features long hours, hard work, and plenty of prayers for good weather. Hats off to the ones who never stop growing our future. This salute is sponsored by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg, building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Shouldn't I dinner date? Wish I could be more.
still get a thrill when you see me coming up the hill, honey, now do you? Do you whisper my name just to bring a little comfort to you? Do you? Do you still? Just by